Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was so excited to see that, and I can mention this publicly because they've announced it and released a book about it. But Bill Hybels, one of the pastor of Willow Creek Church, they have a network of hundreds, thousands of churches, tens of thousands of people involved, and they've been, somewhat of the pioneers of visitor-friendly or seeker-friendly church. A year ago, they were going to put all their millions of dollars into their programs that they do every year. And they decided they were going to ask themselves the question, are our programs really doing what we think we want them to do? Are they really raising up true disciples of Jesus Christ? And so they put money into actually a study and all throughout their entire network of where people are at with this. And when they brought the report into Bill Hybels, he gave the report that they brought it into him in his office, and he hung his head and began to weep. Because they found that all it's done is gotten people in the building, but it's not created true disciples. And so they've now released a book, I think it's called Reveal Now or Reveal Where Are You, and it's based on the study that they did throughout their network on asking people questions about where they are in their relationship with God. And they said that what the programs have done is raised up people that are addicted to the programs. In other words, the only way they can find God is to have the program. And so people now will even pick the church they go to as like they would pick a pair of clothing when they go to the mall. They're going shopping. Do they have this? Do they have this? Do they have this? Do they have this? Instead of where they're called. Jesus was the opposite of seeker-friendly. I mean, Jesus went to his big group of disciples and said, guess what, guys? You're going to eat my flesh. You're going to drink my blood. What do you think about that? And a bunch of them said, this is a really hard saying. And they left. And he looked at the other guys and said, you want to leave too? He was anything but seeker-sensitive. But there is a remnant of people that are beginning to cry out for the glory of God. And when they begin to cry out for the glory of God, and the glory of God begins to come, it's going to begin to bring division in the midst of this organizational monster that we call the church. But the real church will begin to rise out of it. And I'm not saying this because we get a negative attitude towards the people that we think aren't going after the God. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when the glory of God comes, it begins to capture the people that are really after His heart. I want to read this to you. It's called, I'm a Consumer. I'm a consumer. Nothing wrong with that. I like nice things, shiny things, techie things, tasty things, dark beers with a rich foam head. Did I mention I'm a consumer? So you want me in your church? Here's how to get me. Parking. I need lots of space for my big SUV. And it better be close to the doors. I don't want to do much walking. So if it isn't, how about a shuttle? Nice building. This is important. I'm not interested in some strip mall church that looks like it's struggling or an old traditional church unless you've done millions in renos. I'm an upwardly modeled semi-professional and I want my surroundings to reflect my importance. Proper HVAC. This isn't important. It's critical. I want to be cool when it's warm and warm when it's cool. 68 degrees Fahrenheit to 72 degrees Fahrenheit year round. Is that too much to ask? Comfy chairs. And when I say chairs, I mean chairs. Preferably theater style, with wide armrests. Give me some space for my girth and safe distance from the other arriving consumers. Be punctual. I've already spent too much time getting me and the family ready and there for the meeting. Begin it on time. Have something cool playing on the big screens to entertain if we arrive a little early. You've got an hour. Make good use of it. I want to be in and out in no more than 75 minutes. Maybe a few more if you're serving decent coffee. Decent coffee that's free, of course. Music. Three songs up front, one fast to get us going, one mid-tempo to help us be reflective. End with a fast one that tells us how much Jesus, God, the Spirit loves us. Just please know Jesus is my boyfriend songs, okay? A announcements. Get them over after the music. Present them on your big screen so they can be done quickly. This isn't a time to stick your B team on the platform to give them some face time. And unless Larry David is writing for you, avoid humor. Have the Final Cut folk edit your marketing stuff down to 15-second bites. If it works for Sony, it'll work for you. Offering. Now, it's up to you where you put it. If the preacher is great, after the sermon might work better. If not, go for the money after the announcements. Maybe show some shots of starving third world kids in the last announcement. Heartstring tugs work for compassion and world vision. Why not your church? God loves a cheerful giver, and the Malachi 3 verses and the 100-fold blessing are important reminders. A good story of how tithing worked for someone would be great. No more than 90 seconds, though. Sermon, 20 minutes. Did I make myself clear? 20 minutes. 20. We have the attention spans of gnats. Keep that in mind. Make it practical. If I wanted systematic theology, I would have gone to seminary. Use humor. Steal from the best if necessary. I want to leave feeling built up, and it's a bonus if I can use your jokes and stories that you told at work tomorrow. Final song. Let the band rip on the last song. Feel good, happy, clappy works here. If you want us wanting to come back for more next week. Benediction. Let the band lay back and under as you bless us. Speak multiplied blessings over us, and then do a fast pitch for whatever product you need to sell. And I did say fast pitch. And then the band amps back up. This is the place for guitar or sax solos as we head out the doors to the shuttle bus or the bookstore or the free coffee. It's okay to charge us something extra for lattes. Like I said, I'm a consumer. Oh, and a sort of a Christian. If you build this, I will come. Or so you've been told.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.